This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Boulder County wants RTD to run more transit service there. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
RTD has received more than $700 million from the federal government to keep transit service running. Boulder County says RTD hasn't used enough of that money in the northwest part of the metro. It's proposing a legally binding agreement that would force RTD to spend more of its resources there. Claire Levy is a Boulder County commissioner.
We're seeing people returning to work, but not having the option of using transit.
RTD is operating about 70% of its pre-pandemic service right now, and is trying to hire more drivers. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Seven Denver police officers are suing the city over its COVID-19 vaccine requirement for employees. CPR's Paulo Shalceta reports.
All city workers have to get vaccinated by this Thursday, according to an order Mayor Michael Hancock issued last month. But the seven officers hope a district court will say the mandate is unlawful. A hearing is scheduled for Wednesday morning. The official public order does not specify what happens to employees who remain unvaccinated after the deadline passes. According to the city, about 7% of Denver employees, most of whom are police officers and firefighters, have asked for vaccine exemptions. I'm Paulo Shalceta, CPR News.
A former Idaho Springs police officer charged with assaulting an elderly man is now named in a separate lawsuit for similar misconduct. According to the suit, Officer Nicholas Hanning pulled over a man who was deaf for allegedly running a stop sign in 2019.